Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Monday, September the 24th, 2018. It's daily time. We know that the Virtual Console was put down, but the Arcade Archive series and Neo Geo Classics from Hamster Corporation has been filling some of that void for old school arcade lovers. They've just introduced a new lineup of upcoming games at Tokyo Game Show, which include Puzzle Bobble, Ikari Warriors, Donkey Kong Jr., The King of Fighters 2001, and many others. You can expect each game to be priced at $7.99 each, and it'll be available on the Switch eShop through the next few months. And Hamster isn't the only company filling that void. Sega just started releasing games for their Sega Ages Classic Collection. Both Sonic the Hedgehog and Lightning Force were released on the Switch eShop last week. At Tokyo Game Show, they just announced that Virtual Racing would be coming soon. They also took a Twitter survey asking what Sega games people wanted to see as part of their collection. The top five results consisted of Jet Set Radio, Shenmue, Panzer Dragoon, Virtua Fighter, and the Shining series. Looks like Sega is truly dedicated to bringing these classics back, which could entice old school Sega fans into making that Switch purchase. So currently, we have Arcade, Neo Geo, Sega Genesis, and the NES. Things are slowly building up to make Switch the ultimate retro gaming console. Still quite a ways to go, though. Take that! Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy was announced for the Nintendo Switch. This collection includes the first release as well as Justice for All and Trials and Tribulations. No release date as of yet, but another game makes the jump from 3DS to Switch. If you're in the US and you're near the DC area, you might be able to have the chance to play Mario Kart in VR. Starting on October the 1st, Bandai Namco is bringing Mario Kart VR to VR Zone Portal, Washington, DC, located inside of Union Station. This VR experience allows four players to hop in specially designed Mario Karts and race through Mushroom Kingdom through the power of the HTC Vive virtual reality system. For more information, follow at VR Zone Portal US on Twitter. For those looking for additional options in controllers, Power A is releasing officially licensed controllers for the Switch this holiday season. The Power A Enhanced Wireless Controller has the same layout as the Pro Controller, but comes with two mappable buttons on the back and comes in white, black, and red. They're also releasing wired and wireless GameCube-style controllers coming in a variety of colors. Both wireless controllers will be available for $49.99, as the wired GameCube-style controller will be $29.99. You can find more on these controllers at powera.com. Before Xenoblade Chronicles was a thing, Monolith Soft created an RPG on the Nintendo GameCube called Baten Kaitos. It's been 10 years since the release of Baten Kaitos 2, and artist Yasuyuki Hon was looking forward to a third. In a recent tweet, he stated that a sequel was being worked on at Namco, and they were in the pre-production process. But before it became a reality, talks between parties ended due to circumstances. He says that if fans want a sequel, don't just ask Monolith Soft and him, but also ask Bandai Namco. So, you heard the man. If another Baten Kaitos is what you desire, start shooting those tweets at Bandai Namco. And lastly, if you haven't heard, Telltale Games is sadly closing their doors. They've laid off hundreds of employees, with only 25 people remaining to fulfill their contractual obligations. Based on a statement from CEO Pete Hawley, Telltale will be issuing comments regarding their product portfolio in a couple of weeks, but it's been said that most projects are canceled. According to US Gamer, The Walking Dead final season is set to end after the second episode launches this week. I haven't personally played many Telltale games, but I know their games have made an impact on the industry, especially with storytelling. They will be missed. And that's all for today. Shoutouts to Richard, Caitlin, Zativa, and Paul Dungy for favoriting this podcast on Anchor. Your support is appreciated. If you have any feedback or would just like to say hello, feel free to send me a voice message on Anchor or tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.